How much of a relief is it just to have that?
You know,
have not just the number, but have a game where, you know.
I think it was more of a relief for our offense that we were able to execute against a great defense, and albeit the outcome wasn't what we wanted, we still left way too many plays out there, way too many points out on the field. There were some positives that we took out of that, and we did hit some balls on the field, and our receivers did a great job making plays and some contested balls.
Mike was saying on Monday that it's not this, it's this. It's, I mean, it's so
yeah,
close.
It's really, it's not even an inch, it's a matter of centimeters. There's so many plays out there that are so close. And we just got to find ways to execute when those plays present themselves. And like I said all along, there's going to be one, two, three, maybe four plays a game that are going to dictate the outcome of it. And you don't know when they're going to come, but you got to be ready. And when they do come, we can't find ways to not make a play.
With Maurice out of the lineup, obviously they're putting more of the burden on the passing game. What's been the difference? Why the last couple of weeks here have you been able to?
We're getting in a rhythm, I feel like. The receivers are doing a great job. They're working extremely hard in practice to get that down because we know we have to be able to execute, stretch the field in order for this offense to be successful. And at the same time, we're still going to give the ball to our running backs. Rashad had another – he had a great game. He had over, I don't even know, probably 100 total yards. And anyways, we can get the ball in his hands running or with him catching it out of the backfield, that's going to help our offense.
Speaking of receivers, what was your reaction to the Mike Thomas trade yesterday?
It's part of the business. You never want to see a friend go like that, but at the same time, we all know that's part of the job description that you can get traded. So that's tough, and the Lions are getting a good player.
Kind of strange that it's happening the week you're playing the Lions.
But yeah, everybody says it's so strange, but there's a trade deadline, and this is when the majority of trades happen. And, like I said, it's just part of the deal. We all know that, and we can get traded really at any time.
I would assume you got to change audibles. You got to account for some of the things that he knows going in.
And there's specific situations that we may have to look into, but I'm not worried about that.
How much this time of year have you guys focused in on plays that you're running well that may have changed from what you were trying to do game plan wise beginning of the year?
You do. You do look at the plays that you've had a lot of success on, a lot of the pass concepts. We have a high completion percentage, but at the same time, you can't get too vanilla with it. You still have to introduce new concepts and ways to trick the defense a little bit.
Wayne, there's been a lot of general comments made by Mike about you learning to trust your protection. Mm-hmm. When you watch the tape, do you see yourself how do you see yourself?
It was better at that? No question. In this last game, we took a big step as an offense. The offensive line did a tremendous job handling that front, and they got the Green Bay had some pretty good guys rushing the quarterback, and we did a phenomenal job picking that up and picking up some of their exotic pressures too.
Okay, but my follow-up to that is, are you waiting long enough? Do you see?
Oh yeah, no question.
Plays where maybe
there may be a couple plays here and there, but hindsight's always 20/20. And like I said all along, my job as a quarterback is to get the ball out into our receivers' hands. And if I wait maybe a split second there, the chance of a sack goes up, the chance of a window closing goes up, and it's just kind of you got to make a decision on the fly out there. And at the end of the day, I'm the one out there, and I got to live with those decisions.
Wayne, you mentioned being in a rhythm a little earlier. I know you had your best numbers the other day. Did you feel more in a rhythm?
At times. And when you get in a rhythm, I think Coach Mike said this early on in the week, it makes everybody's jobs a lot easier. The plays that you call, regardless of the play, it's going to work. Because when the offense is flowing, any play you get in the headset, you're going to go out there and execute it. And it makes Coach Brad's job a lot easier, makes my job a lot easier. And the more you can get in a rhythm like that, the more points we're going to score and the easier it's going to be.
Does that help? It seems obvious it would help the offense going forward. Right? You have to feel better.
Yeah, you always got to get in rhythms, just like anything. When you have confidence out there that any ball you're going to throw, it's going to be a touchdown potentially. You're more willing to take those shots, and the receivers are going to go up and make those plays.